Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. This specific episode is going to be like a real-time strategy session. As you may have already heard, as of now, I have launched a free Creators Chat community space, which is basically your chance to come in a free space to ask any questions as you are building your own products, as you're turning your experience into online offers. I have a lot to share. As someone who has been in online business for more than a decade, building products, helping others to build courses, memberships, coaching offers, and building this on many different platforms and experimenting with many different platforms as well, I do have a lot to say. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm on this podcast, right? First of all. But that's why I also wanted to create this space, because I felt like now is the time to really open the floor for anyone to come around and just tell me what you need. I'm here to help. And I started this podcast episode saying that this is going to be like a real time strategy session, because that's exactly what I'm doing right this second. I'm actually recording it on the day when I have just opened the space. So I have an email going out in like half an hour probably. I have just posted the first reel about it. I haven't actually posted the link just yet. The thing is, there's a lot happening, okay? And I kind of want to bring you in the messy middle of it all and tell you exactly how I'm gonna solve this creative chaos that I'm in. And first of all, this is really a chance for me to kind of voice my excitement, because when I get excited, I get like, you know, that feeling when you have had a few too many coffees, when you could just be running around in circles and the energy would just never leave your body. I have the same feeling when I launch a product, right? When I have put something out there, I suddenly have so many ideas. I want to run in so many different directions and I have so much to say. That's why I decided to kind of put myself in front of the microphone and talk all about it, to tell you about my plans, to bring you behind the scenes of what I'm thinking about doing. And then potentially later down the line, I can also share with you exactly how it all worked out. So first things first, I have created this space, as I already mentioned several times, a free community space, right? And I want to talk about that free aspect, because I feel like this is the kind of concept that really changes with time in the online space. And it also depends on what bubble you're in, right? But there used to be time when creating free spaces, especially like free Facebook groups and similar community spaces, it was a go-to strategy for like building your tribe online. Basically building trust within your audience, having that space to gather everyone that is not just the email, right? And the thing is that this was happening around 2015, I would say, more or less. When I just got started, it was a big thing. Then eventually there was a shift where these groups started to move into paid spaces or into more closed spaces. So instead of now creating like a free group, you would do a group for like $7, and then you're kind of opening space for those who are like truly interested, or at least, you know, those who are ready to make that $7 investment. Then eventually there was a time when, well, just recently, I think we're kind of living through that time, when suddenly there were so many communities, so many spaces to be, especially so many, like so much social media to be in, right? You suddenly had so many chats to answer to, so many things to follow. There are Telegram groups, there are so many other spaces and just so many places to be, that it really felt like creating a community space is gonna be a hustle, not even for you as a creator, but specifically for your audience. Because even if they want to be there, there's just no time for everything, for every space they want to be in, right? So through all of these times, I have been sitting with my idea of a free space for digital product creators. Initially, when this idea came to me probably around 7-ish years ago, I was definitely too shy about it. I wasn't certain. I didn't really know if I can find my space in that online world where there are so many communities and so many places for people to be in. Then later down the line, this trend of paid communities really took over, and I felt like I'm kind of going against the stream if I would be launching a free community, and it just didn't feel right. I also had my own like income goals, so I think I was just more focused on paid products and paid support. That's actually when I launched the Savvy Offer Hub membership for the first time. It used to be your course creation membership, and I think I launched it first maybe in 2021. Honestly, it's been so long, I can't even believe that. It's definitely been a while. And I did create this paid space, and there were phases of it where community aspect was a big part of it, and I really, really enjoyed it. And eventually that concept of it also slightly changed, and I realized that people are just not as active in the community anymore. I definitely got more tired of like showing up, especially since there was like no return. More and more people were joining the membership just for the resources instead of the actual community. I feel like at the time Threads came around and maybe people started having more conversations there. So it was just another natural progression for some creators to kind of move away from communities that maybe they were in into spaces like Threads. That is honestly just my guess, what I felt at the time. Maybe it was just a matter of those people who were in my membership, that for them, you know, maybe it came as a natural progression, the time when, you know, it was time to move on. And eventually, yeah, my own excitement, maybe my own like vision for it died down as well. And I changed the way how I had the membership. I actually changed from community chat support to one-on-one support, which was a major difference and actually increased the value of the membership a ton as well. All of this to say that now I have recently been talking about how I'm having this like return in my business, how I'm regaining love for the things that I have myself built and created. I had a bit of a pause last year. I didn't particularly leave, but I just took a bit of a step back from like active creation and active promotion. And now this year, as I was coming back with this kind of feeling where I am not as eager to be launching products. Like, I just don't feel like I want to get back into that cycle myself right now. But at the same time, I want to be close to this world. I want to help creators. I, again, have just so much, and I'm not saying this to like sound cocky, but honestly, I just have so much experience and knowledge to share, right? I really just want to have that platform where I can be of service. And I really started to feel like now is the time. If the first time when I started thinking about this community was more than 7 years ago, then now I can say with certainty that I'm ready. I have been brewing this idea. I have been playing with this idea. And now it just felt so right to be creating that free space. And specifically, I think I started out this blabbing with the idea of why I created it as a free space, right? So specifically, my thought here was that I actually want to be of service. I want to create that space that is available for everyone. We have so many payments to make in every side of your business, right? And it doesn't matter if you're already making money, if you're just thinking about it, maybe you have 9-to-5 that's supporting you. It doesn't matter. Your budget is not the question here. The fact is that I just want to have space where everyone can join without the thinking about it, without the consideration of like, oh, you know, is this gonna be worthwhile for me? I want you to come in there and take from it what you want. Take from it what works for you, right? And for now, the focus is going to be on the specifically like the chat space, the community space. And there's a lot I need to uncover about that as well. But along the way, there will also be some free resources. There will be some of my free resources that you can also get on my website. They will just all be gathered in there, literally just for the, you know, simplicity of it all. And I will probably start focusing more on promoting this free community rather than promoting separately the offers that I have. And there will also be a paid tier. So the resource library that I have with all of my resources, it will also be available within this community space under the paid membership. So it's not something that you have to do, but if you are interested in actually like unlocking, you know, all of my courses and masterclasses and all kinds of other products that I have created over years, then that will also be an option. Now, one thing that I want to say about the free space, the specifically just the element of it being free. I mentioned how it used to be a normal thing. And then the shift happened and people started charging for their spaces because often it's so much harder to actually attract interested audience, actually engaged audience within the free space because ultimately the free space, you know, you don't have the commitment to it. Like unless you actually need something from it, you don't really have a reason to be showing up unless you really enjoy it, right? So for me as the creator of this space, there's a lot bigger pressure to actually make sure that it is worthwhile. And at the same time, in comes the question of how much time I want to spend for the space if it's not directly related to my profit, right? Sure, one could argue that anyways, by growing the audience within the space, I'm also like getting more eyeballs on my offers and on my done-for-you services and so on. But ultimately, my goal, that is not the goal. Generally, like at the moment, that is not the goal. I just want to enjoy being in the space without that bigger agenda. So then I also have to consider like how much time realistically I can spend there without that monetary return, right? But if I do want to grow a free space, I do have to put in that time. So that is a bit of a vicious cycle that I will be definitely figuring out these days, these weeks, these months. I also know it's another tricky business to launch such space or, truth be told, to launch anything at this stage in the beginning days of summer. So obviously when the summer hits, many people are going on vacations, you know, maybe your kids are off from school, so they're going to be at home more, whatever. Maybe you're just going to enjoy beach days more, as I'm definitely hoping I will. But at the same time, I had no reason to postpone this because here's my thinking. For many years in my business, I have been adjusting to these kind of ebbs and flows of the market. When is a good time to launch? When people are going to be more active? When more eyes are going to get on my offers? When more people might see my reels? When most emails are getting opens and so on. But this time around, I kind of decided to just go all in guns blazing without this overthinking because honestly, who cares? Like honestly, who cares? I don't care at this stage. I don't care if there will be like 10 people less because they are currently on the vacation or for like 1 month, there might not be as much activity because like half of the community or more will be, you know, enjoying days outdoors. By the way, the app that we are on, which is Skoll, they also have like phone app, and I do not specifically promote being on your phone more, but just in case you are laying on the beach enjoying your day and you're suddenly thinking about a product idea or you're considering, you know, specific tools that you're going to use or something, at least those are my thoughts when I'm at the beach, honestly. Unless I'm reading, I'm really deep into reading, I am thinking about my business, right? So if you find yourself in the same situation, you can literally just get in that app and, you know, leave your comments in your chat space and I'll be there. Honestly, I love that aspect, how easy it is to use, and probably my setup for it is another thing I could discuss as well. But anyhow, yeah, my point is that I didn't really want to overthink it, the whole launch plan and everything, because here's the thing. If right now I'm not getting signups, it's fine. If today is not the day, tomorrow will be the day, or maybe next week, or maybe next month. If today, tomorrow, and after tomorrow, I keep talking about it, and there's like crickets, I'll just be talking more about it. If there are people who for the next 3 months will not see it, will not hear about it because they're offline, more power to them. I will talk about it in September and you can join then. That's the thing, that's the beauty about this offer, that I'm also kind of making myself like love it more by releasing that pressure of having certain amount of people in there or attracting like certain size of an audience. I know it takes time. It is scary. It's still scary. even though I know that, you know, I can reach people and I can get to my goal, it's still scary to launch a new space. And somehow, especially if it's a free space, because then if people are not joining, then I start to question like, oh, why aren't you joining? It's for free, right? But I know that joining anything these days really is way more than just having it free or paid or whatever. Anyhow, my ultimate hope is that you will get the best out of this space, that you will actually enjoy it, that you will keep returning to it, and that I will be able to be in there and serve you the way you need it. Now, quick note about the setup. I could probably maybe one day record more of an episode about why I chose to do the setup the way I did right now. But we are back on platform Skoll. And I have been using Skoll for a while for my membership before. I have actually enjoyed it quite a lot. But as with every platform, there are some pros and cons, right? So my reasoning for getting back to Skoll was extremely simple. They introduced a hobby plan, which means that instead of the usual price, which was a set price of $99, they introduced a simpler plan with more limitations for $9 per month. And that was one of the key reasons I decided to go for Skoll, to actually use that cheaper plan, because I know myself, if I don't get the monetary return on my investment, I will start to overthink everything. And in this case, $9 per month, I don't have to think about it. It can just be there, it can live there, even if ultimately I don't get anything out of it, right? That's why I'm so excited to actually have it out there. I don't know if you can hear from all my rambling, like my whole concept of this space really is just to have it there, to provide you that opportunity to ask your questions, to share your experiences, to receive the feedback. I want to be doing that now. I really want to be focusing on helping others to figure this journey out, because there's a lot to figure out and I want to be there for you. I want to actually put my time within this community versus like overthinking the setup of it per se. But now I have actually run out of breath. I think I need to take a moment to like take a deep breath. Even though this episode is not particularly much longer than others, I feel like I have been just talking nonstop for the past 20 minutes. But I hope that this gave you some insights in my thought processes. And if you are maybe thinking about building community or anything else for that matter, that it gave you just some nuggets, some thoughts to think about, maybe some direction. And ultimately, if you are on the journey of creating your product, I also hope to see you inside the community. You will find a link to join a community in the description. Inside there, again, you can ask any questions along the way, share your experiences, and ultimately connect with other creators as well. Now, that will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.